deep within you, there is a call to lead. Distractions have tried to bury it. Criticism has tried to smother it. But the call remains. And now it's time. Become an entrepreneur. God is awakening the call again. Answer it. Take a leap of faith. It's time for you to change the story. Not just for you, but for your neighborhood, your community, your city, your world.
At Joseph Business School, we are here to equip you, to guide you, to empower you, to step into the call that God has given you.
It's time to launch out. Begin a new story. The call is clear. The time is now. Become an entrepreneur.
The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Now, what happened to Joseph? He started out as a slave, but he ended up a prime minister. So I'm saying, wherever you are right now, you won't be there long. God is now about to elevate you. Watch this. Now, it may come with a little fight, but you're going to fight the good fight of faith. And as you fight that fight of faith, God's going to elevate you up because your promotion is on the way.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and we welcome you to another broadcast. This program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, we have a powerful teaching for you today. It's called Living Large. Don't you like the sound of that? Praise God. Now, here's a point that I bring out today that you want to remember, that we've been blessed, those who are in Christ Jesus, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, we've already been blessed. So if we're begging for blessing, that's unbelief. We've already been blessed. Now, what we have to do is we have to follow God in terms of having those blessings to manifest in our lives. He said, if you just hearken to my voice and do what I say, all these blessings will come on you and overtake you. Now, here's one of the things about his blessing. God is a big God. I think one of the major things that's happening today in the Christian church is that we're asking too small. He said over in Psalm chapter 2 and verse 8, ask me for the heathen for thine inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. He talked about ask large. So from now on, we're going to teach you how to live large. Let's go into it. It's called Living Large.
You have been blessed. Say, I have been blessed.
I have been blessed.
Now, can you see all your blessings?
Yes.
Don't speak so fast. Can you see right now, naturally, all your blessings? No, no. If you don't have faith, most of what he has for you has never been manifested. Because it's in the spirit. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all what? Spiritual blessings. Where? In heavenly places. Where? In Christ. Now, is the spirit just as real or more real than what you can see in the flesh? It's more real. It's more real. Now, how much is there? All spiritual blessing. For how many people? Everybody. So as much as he has there, you can't even get it on the earth. The earth has not enough territory to hold it. So stop asking for small stuff. Lord have mercy. Woo-hoo-hoo. That hit somebody right there. Stop asking for small stuff. That came from an unrenewed mind that the devil programmed. Now get out of that and come over here and treat God like he's a big God. All of it. All of it. You don't need one tooth. You need all. Okay, now let's just see. All right. Here's my wife. Here's my wife. Well, here she is. We're down in Tulsa. I was in a Bible school in seminary. And so she was going to believe God for employment. So she goes out to look. And they all tell her, the employment companies, hey, they're laying people off right and left. Okay, so she comes back home. I said, sweetheart, what'd you get? She said, I got an evil report. They're laying people off. I said, well, let's go and see what God has to say.
Amen.
All right. Two things run the world or the systems. Cause and effect. Say that with me. Cause and effect. Okay. The effect is what you see in the natural. The cause is what's behind it that made it happen. So the cause for you is in the spirit. The effect is what you see manifested. You can do something about the cause. Faith takes things from the invisible and makes them manifest. Say amen to that. So if I want to know what's in the invisible, I go to the book. Because the book is an inventory.
Amen.
Of what belongs to me. Say amen.
Amen.
So we find that a job belongs to her. Because my God shall supply all her need. Got it?
Yes,
so she takes that and she takes scriptures like that and begins to paste them all over the house. Open up the refrigerator. Redeem from the curse. Lift up the toilet stool. Whatever it is. Now, I'm being a little facetious, but I want you to get it.
Yes.
What is she doing? She's cooperating with the process by which I make these things come to pass.
Amen.
See? Because the devil's not going to tell me what my destiny is.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
So what I do, she do, put them open everywhere you go, scriptures. She's putting them in her eyes. Her ears, well, let's put his scripture up there. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, he said, my son, attend to my word. That means don't look at nothing else. Incline thine ears to my saying, don't hear nothing else. Let them not depart from your eyes, that's your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, that's your spirit. For they are life to those that find them, and health and medicine to all their flesh.
Amen.
So these words are going to supply everything you need.
Amen.
Say amen to this.
Amen.
All right, so she kept them there. And she kept saying them. What is she saying now? She's meditating. Look at Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. And he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate in thy word day and night, that thou mayest observe according to that which is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Now, let me ask a question. Don't speak too fast. Who will make your way prosperous?
Me.
There you go. Not God. Read the verse. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That thou. Everywhere you see thou, put your name in there. You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but shall meditate therein day and night, that may observe to do according to all that's written therein, for then shall make that way prosperous, and then... It's the same thing in Isaiah chapter 65. And he who is blessed in himself in the earth shall be blessed himself in the God of truth. In the Amplified, he says, so it shall be that he who invokes a blessing on himself in the land shall do so by saying. Well, if you want a blessing on yourself, say it. God told me, he said, all right, I said, Lord, I didn't know I took these courses. I didn't know to take all this load that I took here in seminary. I said, some of these Greek words will look like they're a mile long. I said, now, how am I going to do well on these testimonies? He said, go to the word.
Yeah.
He took them to Proverbs chapter 10. He said, the memory of the righteous is blessed.
Yeah.
He said, now say that. And I started meditating that. And then a few days after I started meditating, he spoke to my wife. My wife said, sweetheart, God told me to tell you that if you study for 3 hours a day, he said, you can make any grade you want.
Amen.
I said, well, praise God.
Yeah.
Now, all I got to do is follow his word. Am I right about it? So if I follow his word, all the blessings are going to come on me and
overtake me.
Amen.
Bless yourself.
Yeah.
You can bless yourself.
Yeah.
But you can also curse yourself. Look what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19. I call in heaven and earth to record this day against you. I have set before you what? Life and death. Keep going. Blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose what? Life. That both you and your seed may live. All right. Now, so my wife. So what happens? She said that. Once she said it, now faith is building. So faith is coming, making things happen. So then God speaks to me. He said, tell her that she is to put down the exact kind of job she wants. Now, people don't know this, but you can get prayer answered quicker with more definition to what you pray for. Now, I understand God wants you to pray big. Look what he says over in Psalm chapter 2 and verse 8. He said, ask of me and I shall give you the what? Heathen for thine inheritance. And what else? The uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. Ask big. No more asking small. All right? So what happens next? What happens? Well, here we are. And so she put down what she wanted, a job in computers, 10 minutes from the house. Now, all this is what she desired. And she wants a nice office. She wants a certain salary, and she wants a car with it. Okay? Now, a lot of people won't ask for a car.
Right.
Because that might break heaven. Yeah, I'm being facetious, but y'all know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
A lot of people won't ask for that, see? Ask for it. Hey, what kind you want?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, next thing you know, she put that down. Once you put that down, then we agreed on that. Because where two on earth, what?
Agree
as touching anything that they shall ask. This is Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. It shall be done for them of our Father. So now what happens is a friend of mine comes over to the house. He said, hey, Sister Veronica, is Bill in? She says, yeah, he's in the house. She was on the front lawn. And he said, oh, by the way, you got your job yet? What do you think she said?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you can't curse yourself. You got to bless yourself.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, I do. Now, you're not trying to please him.
Yes.
You got to please the spirit realm.
Yes, sir. Yes,
because this is spiritual law called confession.
Hallelujah.
That you're dealing with right
yes,
now.
Sir.
And the enemy will try to send somebody to you to make you take it back.
Yes.
Why? Because you're taking stuff.
Yes, sir.
See, when you each time you take something and win a battle,
yeah,
you get promoted.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
One more time.
Amen.
Each time you take something and win a battle,
yeah,
you get promoted.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people trying to make their own name great. God doesn't want you to do that. He wants you to make your name great.
Yes, sir.
So when you see an obstacle, think promotion.
Amen. That's a word.
When they start talking about you, the devil is being tormented. Let him talk. Torment him. I mean, torment him day and night. Can you stand to be blessed?
Yes.
All right. Now, are y'all with me?
Yes.
Okay, so next, what happened with her is now I come home one day, and she was cooking soup. I said, hey, thanks for that soup. Praise God. That soup smelled good. I could smell that all the way outside. She said, that's not ours. I said, yes, it is. See, that's what happened to Esau. See, he ate himself out of his blessing.
Yeah.
And you can't do that. Because she said, I said, well, who is it for? She says, for the people, you know, friend of mine, a classmate. He said, they've fallen on some hard times and they have nothing to eat. And at least we can get this for them. I said, wow. Now, I said more than wow, but I'm telling you, I said, wow. And so I said, okay. Okay, so soup went out the house, and it walked on down the street. Boy, everything in me wanted to say, bring that soup back up in here. This is my soup. But no, that was a seed of sacrifice.
Yes.
Why? Why? Because it triggers the blessing.
Yes.
Amen.
Come on now.
Yes,
it triggers the blessing.
Yes.
It works like the tithe. He said, bring all the tithe into the storehouse that there'll be meat in my house, and I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Got it? Giving triggers the blessing.
Amen.
Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
And a bountiful eye,
yes, sir,
is what God wants you to have.
Yes.
It's found in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 9. Look what it says here. He says, he that has a bountiful eye shall be blessed. A bountiful eye is a giving eye.
Yes.
You shall be blessed. See, and as you do sow that seed, the blessing kicks in. Now, where things were being delayed, they let go.
Yes, sir.
And so we get a call right away, and I answer the phone. So, yes. Ms. Winston spoke to her. She said, yes. And she hung up. I said, who was that? She says, this guy that he just got hired, this employment firm. He says he thinks he had something for me. I said, oh, does he? He said, yeah. She said, he wants me to go down for an interview tomorrow. So she went down there, came back. I said, sweetheart, how did we do? She said, get the card.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the card. I said, in the computer? She said, yep, check. I said, how about 10 minutes from the house? She said, it's about 10 minutes from the house, check. I said, how about an office? She said, nice office, check. I said, how about the money? She said, well, it's a funny thing. They offered me $5,000 more than we had on the car. I said, more than you had on the car, but not more than I had in my mouth. Because I'm calling that money in. I said, how about the car? She said, go pick up a new Buick. Now, only thing I'm talking about is living large. I'm talking about stop asking God for small stuff. Come on, if you're going to ask him for something you want. Now, I'm not appealing to greed, because if you think I'm appealing to greed, then your mind is being affected by something other than the Spirit of God. You don't have to counsel a righteous person about being greedy, because they can't be. You don't need to counsel David about being greedy. You don't need to counsel Apostle Paul about being greedy. And you don't need to counsel you about being greedy. So I'm not going to even get into that. So what happened? I said, okay, sweetheart. I said, now, wait a minute. Where did this company come from? She said, it came from Denmark. Now, I'm not talking about Denmark, Georgia. She came from Denmark in Europe.
Yeah.
I said, it moved all the way overseas. She said, yeah. Now, this is the way the blessing works. Remember when Joseph was thrown in the pit?
Yeah.
While he was in the pit, all of a sudden came along a traveling band of Ishmaelites.
Yeah.
Am I right about it?
Yeah.
Now, he didn't stay in the pit but a hot minute.
Yeah.
They came, pulled him out, and bought him.
Yeah.
So what am I saying to you? I'm saying that your deliverance had been prepared long before you get in trouble, long before you have a need. Say amen to that.
Amen.
And not only did that job supply her job,
yes,
but notice how many other people probably needed a job because there was a famine on.
Yes.
And here was a company that was hiring.
Yes.
How? Because of her faith.
Yes.
The blessing will rearrange the earth.
Yes.
And that's what it's designed to do. It'll do it in your neighborhood, and it'll do it in our city.
Yes.
Okay, let's go to Genesis 39, verse 1. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him at the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. Watch this. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Check it out. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. You know, people ought to see God is with you. And they will see God is with you. Next verse. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him an overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. And it came to pass from this time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord bless the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. So if you're working for a company, they're supposed to be prosperous because the blessing is on you. Isn't that something? So I'm saying that where God sends you, he wants to bless somebody. And you got to be willing to allow God to use you to bless them. You're going to be operating at a totally different level. Amen. Say amen to that. Amen. So get open right now to God directing you where he wants you to go. Amen. Say amen to that. Amen. And you're going to get people blessed by association. Amen. Now, don't take somebody when God didn't tell you to take somebody. Tell them to stay there. You'll come back and get them when you get some money. And so forth. But let God use you for the greatness that he wants to use you for. Amen. Now, what happened to Joseph? He started out as a slave, but he ended up at prime minister. So I'm saying wherever you are right now, you won't be there long. God is now about to elevate you. Watch this. Now, it may come with a little fight, but you're going to fight the good fight of faith. And as you fight that fight of faith, God's going to elevate you up because your promotion is on the way. Right now, he's going to promote you. I said God is going to promote you. Whatever has been harassing you, I decree will harass you no longer. That this is a time that you're going to be free from harassment. Watch it. And whatever's been stolen from you and whoever's been stealing is about to be revealed. That things in your life that God has planned for you, they are coming to pass. Starting today. Now, right there, somebody might doubt what I just said. I'm not looking for you to doubt what I said. If I said it, receive it and let God do it. Now, look what he said in Numbers and Numbers chapter 23 and verse 19. God is not a man. I said, God is not a man. I said, God is not a man. I'm going to come over here. God is not a man. I said, God is not a man. Don't think a man said this. God is not a man. You're not looking for a man to help you out. God is not a man. The Bible says that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Has he said and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? God is not a man. God cannot lie. When God speaks it, God can make it good. You don't need to worry about how this is going to happen. Yourself. Say amen and give God a shout. Yes, sir. I'm not talking about just material things. I'm talking about things in your body. Set a date. Set a date. You don't need to battle with the devil forever. I'm telling you, God wants it so that you can cut the devil's head off. Just boom, one swift boom. That fight is over and you have been promoted to the next level. I said your name is going to be on Google. They're going to know who you are. Say, wow, she is at the top of her industry. How did she get there so quick? Because God is not a man. That's how she got there. I said, God is not a man. And you don't need to look at your color anymore and say, well, you know, they don't like me down there. God is not a man. When God favors you, everybody's got to move aside.
Jesus died to provide you with the very best of everything. Learn how to desire and receive His best in your life with Dr. Winston's teaching, Living Large. To order this dynamic message, contact us online at billwinston.org or call us at 1-800-711-9327. Living Large is not about greed. It's about seeing God as your only source and acknowledging that He is a big God and He is able to provide big things. When you are living large, you can be a blessing to others. It's time for you to stop thinking and living small. Order this teaching today and start living large.
Every day, ordinary people are given the opportunity to do extraordinary things. A chance to come together, share the love of God, go into all the nations, heed the Great Commission, put our faith in action, and change the world. At Bill Winston Ministries, we've been called to the nations and are committed daily to praying for you. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 7 reads, "For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations." And here at our new Bill Winston Ministries Prayer Call Center, we believe in the power of prayer and the power of partnership. The new Bill Winston Ministries Prayer Call Center, one body of believers with a heart for God and a passion for people, ready to stand in faith and pray with you.
Deep within you, there is a call to lead. Distractions have tried to bury it. Criticism has tried to smother it. But the call remains. And now it's time. Become an entrepreneur. God is awakening the call again. Answer it. Take a leap of faith. It's time for you to change the story. Not just for you, but for your neighborhood, your community, your city, your world.
At Joseph Business School, we are here to equip you, to guide you, to empower you, to step into the call that God has given you.
It's time to launch out. Begin a new story. The call is clear. The time is now. Become an entrepreneur.
The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to preach the gospel of the kingdom throughout the world. This broadcast has been made available to you through the faithful support of Bill Winston Ministry partners and friends. We invite you to become a partner and join Dr. Bill Winston as he trains believers how to live independent of this world system and have dominion over it. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministry partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.